Good morning. We welcome you all to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. I'm going to begin a read-through of John chapter 21 and our calls to worship over the next several weeks. This is one of those outstanding passages in the Bible, and it's post-resurrection. It's our Lord Jesus Christ dealing with His disciples, teaching them before He returns back to heaven, ascends back into heaven, and there are some wonderful lessons that are taught here in this passage. Beginning at verse 1, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of His disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. I would imagine that if I would ask for a show of hands, how many of you have been fishing and you caught nothing before in the past? We'd have a large number of folks that could raise their hand and say, I didn't catch a thing. I didn't even catch a cold. It's frustrating when you go out and you want to go fishing, and you've just got fish on your mind, right? I'm going to have fish tonight. And you cast that line out there, and you see the pole bending, and you run over there and grab it, and you pull, and nothing's on the end of it. They were just nibbling away. And you pull the hook back in, and it's all gone, all the meat and all this stuff like that. And you spend hours doing that, and then you roll up your line, and you clean off the hook, and you put everything back, head back to the truck with nothing, right? Well, that's what these disciples are going to face. And our Lord, in a gracious act, is going to help them with fishing. Now, I grew up, and my first fishing experience was with Mr. Frank McCollum. Some of you remember him from way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And Frank McCollum took a liking to several of the boys in the youth group, and he said, I want to teach y'all fishing. And so we went out with him, and he spent hours teaching us how to make our own lures, what to use when you're freshwater fish and you're getting bait for them, what bait do you use when you're saltwater fishing, and so forth like that. And I remember the time we all went out to Navarre Beach to fish. And we went, he said, we're going to go at feeding time. Now we're guaranteed to catch. And we were out there for hours, and one by one, the guys began to catch, except for who? Good old Todd. I don't know what it was. I don't know if there was a sign underwater on my hook that said, you don't want this piece of meat. Todd touched it, okay? But everybody got a catch, and I did it. And I was so frustrated, and of course, all the way back to Milton, he had an old 1975 Pontiac, and we were jammed in there, and our poles were stuffed in his trunk and everything like that. And I sat there dejected, and the whole time as they were talking about how they were going to clean their fish, and one of them was going to bake his, the other was going to fry his, and I said, are y'all willing to share? And I got a big no from that, but I wanted to catch one so bad. No doubt these disciples went out wanting to get a good catch. What happens when you don't catch anything? I want you to know something from God's Word. Let the Lord take charge. Let the Lord take charge. I'm going to change my bait. That's what's happening in church today, is it not? We're supposed to give out the gospel, and sometimes we don't get any fish. So we say, oh, let's change the bait. That's the problem. No. That's not the problem. And by the way, we don't fish with hooks. What's the example always given whenever Jesus said fishers of men? It was with a net. There's a reason for that. You can still get away from that. But anyway, the point is this. Let the Lord undertake in those situations. Don't compromise your faith. Don't change the gospel. Just be faithful. That's what the Lord is going to teach them in John chapter 21. You be faithful. I will provide. You do what you're supposed to do, and I will do what I'm supposed to do. What do we call that when we live that way? That's called living by faith. May God help us to see this in this simple account that's given to us in John 21.